cell phone and get a second one for only $20. For example, get the new Samsung Profile for $79 and get a second one for just $20. A great selection of cell phones. Not only that, you'll receive 20% off all the accessories for your new cell phone. Terms of service apply. So help us celebrate 20 years of dependable cellular service in the Thumb. See your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for all the details. And discover why, for the past 20 years, Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
We're back here at Bad Axe High School, where Dice completed the second shot, making it 13. So it was 18-13. Bad Axe hustled back up the court. I didn't see who made that last shot for Bad Axe.
Brandon Dean.
Brandon Dean gets on the scoreboard, extending Bad Axe's lead to 20-13 with 4:10 to go here in the first half. Double team there on the front of the bench, and Spencer Kelly strips it away, feeds it to Quinn the trailer. Quinn can't get it, so smartly pulls it out. Now he drives back baseline, and we're going to get an offensive charge called on Quinn, and that's going to be his second. As he tries to go in the baseline.
Yeah.
Team fifth. Not a wise choice there.
No.
Should have pulled up for that jumper.
He had a spot before he got under the backboard.
And Balix now comes out in a full court man again. They're switching defenses back and forth here. Now they feed it down inside. To Sharansky. Sharansky's 15 footers good. 20-15. Balix with the lead. Quinn brings the ball up the right side. Throws it over to Pulaski. Pulaski down to the corner to right from back. Right from back loves that side of the court. And I'm sorry, that's Ethan Sisko.
Looks like Bad Axe, or North Huron's playing a 1-2-2 zone. Which leaves that middle open, but they're taking care of the shooters.
Scott Krug checks out. Checking back into the game is Pulaski. Pulaski gets it right on key there. Gives it back to Quinn. Quinn sets it up at the top, feeds it down inside to Spencer Kelly. Spencer Kelly tries to split the defender on the baseline. We're going to get a jump ball call. I think that was a good call.
Yeah. No, he didn't check the ball well enough. Got a hand on it.
Possession arrow gives it back to Bad Axe. Checking in for the Warriors was Eric Lesprint. Michael Krieger. Krieger gets the ball right away. Krieger tips, Kruger tips it right into... his teammate Sam Dice. Dice brings it up the court here. Dice feeds it over here. Almost loses it. Is Lesprance, but he gets it back. Gives it back to Dice. Dice feeds it to the free throw line. Back to Lesprance for a three. It rattles around. No good. Rebound control there by Krager. Krager puts it up a little baby hook shot, but it was no good. And rebound is going to be controlled by North Huron, but they're going to get fouled from behind, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they did call a foul.
And that's going to go against Brandon Dean, his first, with a push from behind. Bad Axe is six, so North Huron will go into bonus the rest of the way out here in the first half. 20-15, Bad Axe with the lead. North Huron feeds the ball inside.
Ah.
To Sharansky, and he can't buy it. Hits the flat part of the rim. Quinn with the rebound. Quinn likes to push it. He splits the defenders, goes up, and now he's going to draw another.
You know what? It's hard. He's trying to drive into it, and they're already set.
And that's his third, and that's his second charging foul. And, you know, Coach Quinn is asking him why, but I got to say that was a good call. That defender was set. It was a zone. If he'd have stopped and just made the little floater or the jump shot, he'd have been wide open. He didn't need to draw contact. I don't think so, did you?
No, I didn't think. I thought that was a good call.
So he comes to the bench, and in comes Adam Reifenbart. Great idea by Quinn to drive it. He just needed to pull up instead of trying to draw the contact.
Trying to go too deep.
So the next foul will be 1-1 for North Huron, as that was a player control foul, so they don't get to go to the line. Here comes a full court press, but they manage to beat it. They find a wide open. Sharansky, his shot goes up. Mike Sharansky's shot's no good. Rattles around, and we're going to get a push from behind on the Warriors this time.
Evan Dice.
And Evan picks up his first, team six, so both teams will be in the bonus the last 2:30 of the first half. Right from Mark brings it up for the Hatchets. They're going from left to right on your dial in their home white. He looks to get a pick. Now he hands it off to Sisko. Sisko throws it to Pulaski. Pulaski flips to the defenders and goes up and in and lays it off the glass. 22-15. He's got nice body control. Remember last year when he came up and he was scoring like crazy, but he's got a lot more control this year, I think, folks.
He does. He absolutely does. We're on an angle where there was seam, and he hit that seam and was through into the basket before they even knew it.
North Huron had two rattle off the rim, short and tight, goes off of FedEx. North Huron gets the ball underneath, they get it up top to Eric Dice. Eric can't find anybody, so he swings it left. So it's France, they play catch here. As France looks to go inside, it's not there. He swings it back to the top, and Dice is going to take the long three. It bounces up high, long rebound controlled by Mike Saramski. Takes two dribbles, puts it in, but denied by Pulaski. And a save by his teammate there, right? I'm back, right back to Pulaski. Pulaski looks to split the defenders again. This time he pulls up and goes for the short jumper. No good. Spencer Kelly tracks down the rebound. He feeds it now over two. Cisco to Dean, back to Kelly. Kelly gets it on the baseline. Now he throws it up top to Cisco to Pulaski at the free throw line, and he loses it out of control. And they're going to say it went off of North Huron left.
I think they got a deflection here.
Checking out of the game is Evan Dice. Checking back into the game is Maxwell, Forrest Maxwell for North Huron. Ball inbounded to Cisco to the top to Pulaski for three. It's short. Rebound goes short. Rebound controlled there by Les Plant. Eric Dice brings it up the court. He pushes it over in the corner now to Krager. Kruger skips past. They swing it all the way around the court to the other side. Driving baseline in there was Mike Saramski, but his shot was short and altered. Reifenbach brings it up. Reifenbach runs the offense now as Quinn sits on the bench. Maddox is going to work it here. There's 50 seconds left to go with the lead, 22-15 in the first half.
Looking for the best possible shot and a little momentum.
And maybe a foul call there, and Reifenbach is going to go to the free throw line. As Forrest Maxwell tried to jump in there and steal the ball, but drew the body contact. And that's his second foul, team seven. 41 seconds to go here in the first half, 22-15. Adam Reifenbach at the line for the Hatches. His first shot's up and good, 23-15. Checking into the game is Charlie Fritz for Baddock and Jordan Dorsch for Baddock. Quinn's going to give his starters a quick rest here, going into the half. Oh. Changing his mind. Fritz is going in, but he's going to go in for the shooter right from Bark.
A little excited.
Yep, want to get in there. 23-15, Baddock with the lead here with 40 seconds to go in the first half of this non-conference game. Reifenbach nails the second one, nothing but net. 24-15.
This defense has really spread out the North Huron offense. They're not in their comfort zone at all, I can tell you that.
North Huron brings the ball up the right side. There's met by the quick shot by Fritz. It's Kelly. Dice manage gets free. Guy throws a long ball over here to the left side to Saramski. Saramski had to chase it down. Gives it back to Dice for a shot. No good. Rebound tipped around, goes into the hands of Kelly. Kelly to Dorsch, and Dorsch hands it off to Cisco. Cisco's going to set it up. Now 16 seconds to go in the first half. Blasky with the ball now. He looks to go to the top of the shot. He's picked up. Kelly dribbles across the top of the key, throws it to Cisco. They throw it down in the corner to Fritz. Back top to Kelly. 4 seconds to go. Now they're going to give it to Cisco in the corner for three from the right side. He drains it. All time expired. 27-15. Baddock is going to take the lead. That was beautifully executed there by the Hatchet.
Done really well.
So we're going to wind up the first half with the Baddocks in the lead, 27-15. We'll hear some of our fine sponsors. We'll be back with stats from the first half right after these commercial messages.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Seth Stapleton. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting